리뷰 테스트 3.
1. Scrawnier people are more likely to perceive an approaching sound as closer than it actually is. This connection between physical fitness and the brain's auditory system may have evolved to help the weak get out of the way of approaching danger. That's the latest finding of evolutionary psychologist John Newhoff. Participants in his study listened to a tone moving toward them and pressed a button when they thought the sound had arrived directly in front of them. He also tested the fitness levels of the listeners and found that those better equipped to handle danger allowed the sound to get closer. Individuals with greater upper body strength waited longer to push the button. Subjects in poorer physical shape, on the other hand, gave themselves a greater margin of safety.
Two. Sleep uses more time for most of us than any other form of rest. For our health and well-being, sleep should take up about a third of our adult lives. Perhaps because our actions of sleep appear so passive and our consciousness is turned off while we sleep, we fail to appreciate the enormous benefits that come with getting proper sleep. You will gain a powerful aid to control your weight. You often experience prolonged night sleep, which makes you have difficulty waking up and remembering things. You can move a long way toward the prevention of illnesses, especially diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and cancer. You'll be better able to think and think creatively, and you will even find yourself coming up with new ideas.
3. We concluded there was likely nothing in the woods and decided to take a few steps into the woods to take some more photos. After taking our first steps in, we felt a sudden warm wind. A. Craig held his camera facing towards the sound and snapped a few photos. We looked at each other, unsure what to do. We weren't going to run until we knew what it was, so we stood still and just listened. B. A minute or two passed and the woods remained silent. We decided to go deeper into the woods. It was impossible to be ready for what happened next. It began to pour. C. We agreed it was strange since it was a gorgeous night, completely devoid of wind. We ignored it and took another step further into the darkened woods. Suddenly, I heard a noise, like a huge stick breaking in half, coming from deep in the woods.
4. Have you tried to lose weight, correct an unbalanced diet, or put a lid on your bad temper? Why have others been so successful in reaching some of their goals, but not you? It's because you tend to focus on what you won't do, not what you will do. Try to replace bad habits with good ones, rather than focusing only on the bad habits themselves. By trying not to engage in a bad habit, you can get out of the swamp of bad habits. For example, if you are trying to gain control of your temper and stop flying off the handle, you could make a plan like, if I am starting to feel angry, then I will take 3 deep breaths to calm down. By using deep breathing as a replacement for giving in to your anger, your bad habit will get worn away over time until it disappears completely.
5. Prayer does not make sense only for religious purposes, and its power is not only external, but also internal. You open yourself to the wisdom of the invisible, inexplainable power that may exist in the natural world. This aspect of prayer allows you to see solutions and find wisdom that once seemed beyond your grasp. In this respect, prayer's power is external, for it draws to you things you do not presently possess. On the other hand, prayer's internal power is the effect it has on your mind. By adopting a grateful, optimistic attitude in your prayers, you reinforce the power of self-suggestion. If you begin your day with prayers and return to them several times throughout the day, you connect this self-suggestion to the most powerful force in the universe.
Six. Many of us have spent our lives listening to our parents, our teachers, and our leaders while choosing what we are told to choose and seeking approval. A. We can become frozen without their direction, unable to make our own choices, lacking trust in our own insights. There is a simple remedy to the insecurity of being ourselves. B. We just need to take the time to think and make our own decisions. That is how we can find the part of ourselves we gave up. That is how we can become powerful, clever, creative, and insightful. C. There is good reason to learn from their wisdom, but there is also a cost. As we shape ourselves to their desires, preferences, and expectations, we may risk losing ourselves.